For the last 2 months, we've been asking you to send us your questions at WXPR as part of our new reporting series, Curious North. Today, we're answering a question from a listener in Tomahawk.
Hi, this is Jaron Childs from Tomahawk. My question is, what signs can we look for to help assess the health of a lake, river, or forest in northern Wisconsin?
To answer Jaron's question, here's the mass biologist with this week's Wildlife Matters.
What follows is a very brief answer to a very complex question about how to evaluate habitat health. Lake health could take up volumes of books, so there's no way to answer it simply here. In briefest terms, lake quality is water quality. There are some simple ways to evaluate the health of your lake without testing equipment. Water clarity is a great example. Measuring how far down into the water you can see a black and white secchi disc can give you a great index of water clarity. Plants you find in the lake can also give you an indication of health. Exotic or invasive plants like curly leaf pondweed, Eurasian water milfoil, or purple loosestrife can drain the health from a water body. If you have a high quality native aquatic plant, you probably have a pretty healthy lake. Emergent plants would include arrowleaf and wild rice. Submergent plants might include native bladderworts and pondweeds. From a wildlife standpoint, you might see wild celery, lotus, or duckweed that attract insects as well as ducks and other birds that feed on them. If you have invasive species of fish or wildlife like rusty crayfish, they can really reduce the health of the lake by destroying plants, stirring up sediment, or displacing native species. Some invasive species might seem like they're improving the lakes, but the harm is still there. For example, zebra mussels have made the Great Lakes clearer than they had been in recent history. In this case, though, the clear water is an indicator of a decline in health. The removal of suspended nutrients and microflora changes the entire aquatic food chain. You can also take some measurements in the water, like dissolved oxygen, phosphorus content, and heavy metals, if you want to go into greater depth evaluating the health of your lake. Rivers are very similar in some aspects. Instead of a secchi disc, you'd use a clarity tube. It's a clear pipe with a small black and white disc at the bottom. You fill it with water, look through the tube, and slowly let water out until you can see the disc through the water. Whatever remains in the tube is measured, and that is your water clarity. Plants are also important for a healthy river, especially up here in the headwaters area of Wisconsin. Any sediment, contaminants, invasive species, or waste that we discharge up here where the rivers start will impact everyone downstream of us. Even something as simple as spreading road salt makes our rivers unhealthy. 1 tablespoon of road salt pollutes 5 gallons of water, and we use salt on our roads all winter all across the north. Finally, a healthy forest can take many different forms. Trying to force a forest to grow species that do not naturally occur or thrive there will result in unhealthy trees. When a forest landowner starts to pine plantations, they'll often work hard to clear and prepare the site, plant the trees, trim up the branches, and thin the trees over time to make sure the remaining ones stay healthy. On public lands like county, state, and federal forests, the managers work hard to keep forests healthy. They strive for a variety of timber stands of appropriate species, making sure they have older trees, younger trees, and new regeneration. If you are walking in a forest this time of year, you can usually tell how healthy a forest is by listening for bird songs. If all you're hearing are crows or ravens, your species richness and composition are likely out of balance. When I walk in a healthy northern forest this time of year, I hear grouse drumming and turkeys gobbling. I hear flickers, chickadees, towhees, and warblers. All sorts of different bird species will occupy healthy forests. Soon, you'll be able to look down for health instead of up. You can look to see what kinds of flowers and plants you find growing. Native flowers thrive in healthy soils when deer populations are within well-managed levels. Trilliums, for example, do well when deer populations are lower and struggle when deer populations increase. And like the lakes and rivers, invasive plant and insect species can have a significant negative impact on individual species and forests in general and should be closely monitored. This is just a quick glimpse into the very simplified way of looking at basic habitat health. You can contact resource professionals that daily work with our lakes, rivers, and forests to get more information or specifics on any of the topics mentioned above. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.